that connect to the bit? I mean, is that like when you're riding horseback, you're holding two connected to each side of the...
Yeah, you have on a horse when you're riding, or a single horse in a buggy. You have a line going down to each side, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on a team pulling a wagon, they have the same type of bit in the mouth. The only thing is you have one line going down on each this side of this animal, one on this side.
No.
Now, you don't have a line going down on the right-hand side of one and the left-hand side of the other. Instead, you have a line, use a piece of leather line or rope, tied to this one, going across to this one. When you pull on this one, he's going to pull his head that way.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to make this one pull his head that way, you see?
Oh, I see.
See?
So
it's dual control, huh?
I wondered about that recently.
Now,
what about with three? Do you ever have more than...
No, you wouldn't have three. You would have two, four.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you watched cowboy shows and seen the stage wagon being pulled with four horses?
Yeah. Have bits in the mouth of the ones at the front
end?
No,
now we never did use no four new teams around here, but I understand, and if you'll notice, now I guess it's authentic in the movies, when they have four horses, they have four lions.
Mm.
See? So I'm assuming that would be the normal way to do it.
So you have them pitched the same way? You know, if you wanted to chop a log, what would you call an egg-shaped frame that you could set the log in?
An egg-shaped frame?
Yeah, like a cross here.
A horse.
Okay. What if it was an A-shaped frame? Would you call it the same thing?
I don't know how you would cut a log on an A-shaped frame.
Well, for board, sawing board. You'd need two to be. Oh, I'm sure you've seen them. Like that. You'd have two of these carpenters.
Oh, that isn't. That is known as a sawhorse there.
Okay.
Now, you're talking about one of those things that crosses over like this. You have one there and one here, and they're put together with. Boards come from this one, and you drop that log in here and in here.
Mm-hmm.
Come across like that. Well, as I can remember, we always call that a sawhorse, too.
Okay. And you straighten your...
Have you ever heard of another name for it?
Well, this sawbuck, I've never heard people use that. Or burr.
I don't remember the buck part.
A woman would straighten her hair using a comb and
A woman would straighten my hair using a comb?
Well, her hair using a comb and a...
Brush?
Okay, and if she was going to use that, she'd say she was going to...
Primp up, I guess.
Okay. Or what her hair?
Or what her hair? Straighten her hair?
Okay. Would you use the word primp up about a man?
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound?
Primp to me always referred to a woman.
What would you
female.
Say? What else could you say besides primp?
When you refer to a man or woman?
Either.
Either one? Usually the man, I think, you'd refer to as getting dressed up.
What else could you say about a woman?
Prettied up.
Okay. What would you call a man who's tries to dress real well.
Jelly bean.
Okay. Was that very common?
Yeah.
What exactly did it mean?